All right, Giddens is third segment coming up right here. I hate to even ask. It's got to have something to do with food.
So there's this sport called soccer. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do it to you again. All right. This actually doesn't have anything to do with basketball, but I do have one quick question I want to ask you guys.
Okay.
Can you name me the six teams in college basketball that are still undefeated?
Vanderbilt's one. Arizona.
Arizona's two.
Yep. Purdue is not.
Michigan?
Michigan's three.
Yep.
Houston's not because Bama beat – no, Bama didn't beat them, but Houston's not undefeated.
Houston is?
No.
No, they got beat by Memphis, didn't they? Let's see. It's three of them.
You said there's six?
Yeah.
Alabama? Who was it that beat Gonzaga? Was
would
it
you
Alabama?
Like the conferences?
Yeah. Give me the other three.
All right, so you got the one Big 12 team. You got a Big 10 team. You got an SEC team.
Yep.
There's another Big 12 team, another Big 10 team, and a Mid-American Conference team.
All right, the other Big 10 team is Michigan State. No, not Michigan State. Is Indiana.
Nope.
Is it Illinois?
No.
Alabama?
No, it's Nebraska.
It's Nebraska. Nebraska. Okay. Basketball.
Okay.
Fred Hoiberg.
Yep.
And the other Big 12 team.
And that's
is
a hint for who the other undefeated team is.
Big 10?
Or excuse me, other undefeated team, Big 12.
Big 12, Texas Tech?
Nope. But who's the coach you just said?
Fred Hoiberg.
Where did he coach before he went to the NBA?
Iowa State.
Iowa State.
Yep.
Is your other.
And then the Mid-American. Power. Oh, yeah. God. This could be anybody.
Let's see. Akron, Buffalo, Miami, Ohio.
Miami of Ohio.
Wow.
I just
13-0 right now. Not getting the respect they deserve.
They don't deserve it. Who have they? Name me the 13 teams they've beaten. Go to a Miami of Ohio schedule right now and tell me the 13 teams that they have beaten, and let's see if we even know any of them to be a college.
Hold on.
They're Googling it, folks. Whose phone is faster?
I got you, David.
Alex.
See, I knew Alex
would be Old Dominion, Trinity Christian,
yeah.
Air Force.
Hey.
Mercyhurst.
Mercyhurst. They're taking people to funerals.
Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Hey.
I've heard of two of those teams.
UNC Greensboro.
Yeah.
Not Indiana. Indiana East.
Indiana
East. Is there an Indiana West and
Indiana
a North and South,
East,
too?
Baby.
They played Cooper Flagg's brother, Maine.
Maine.
Yeah.
UNC Asheville.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing.
Eastern Kentucky.
Yeah.
Wright State.
Right. It was wrong.
Ball State.
Yeah.
Milligan. And getting on, you look at this picture of Milligan's logo. It's a swimmer.
Wait a minute, now I get to
it's
see.
It's just a swimmer. It's like a.
Wait a minute. Where is the University of Milligan?
That's I'd a Milligan.
Oxford, Ohio, I think.
And they're swimmers?
Oh, let's look at Milligan.
That's the University of Mulligan.
Milligan University.
I thought Milligan was an RV place. You buy RV.
No, it's in Elizabethtown, Tennessee.
Yeah, I've been there.
And they're swimmers?
I guess so.
Wow.
Well, let's look at their mascot.
That's the tournament team right
the
there.
Buffalo.
Miami, Ohio has run the gauntlet, baby.
Hey, listen, I've gone through Cage Cove I don't know how many times. I've never seen a buffalo. Now, I know we've kind of gotten off subject here, but those are the 13 teams that, what you call it, it's beaten.
Miami, Ohio.
Yeah,
look at Indiana East's logo.
Let me see this. Is that bowling or something?
It's swimming again.
Swimming?
Why don't they have actual logos?
This is their official page. This isn't like I looked at Max Preps or something.
You know what that looks like?
What?
It looks like the best of Shoney's Big Boy.
Indiana East and Milligan.
All right. So, again, you really didn't want to. That was just a question. Yes. Where are we going?
Oh, Trinity Christian has a good one too. It's a hockey goalie as their logo.
I don't understand.
It's just a hockey goalie.
What is this? ESPN?
No, this is Miami, Ohio's official website.
I think something's
like
wrong
the school
with Miami,
runs
Ohio.
The website. Like if you go to RollTide.com,
something's wrong with Miami, Ohio's website. They need to fix that.
Isn't that where Ben Roethlisberger played?
I think so.
Did he?
It was. I think it was. Sounds right. So where are we going in this segment? We've already wasted 5 minutes of it talking about Miami, Ohio.
Well, all of what we've been talking about kind of feels like a fever dream to me, and that's because I haven't been getting a lot of sleep. So what I want to ask you guys is, what would be your tips for dealing with a baby going through sleep regression?
It's very simple.
What?
You've got two grandmas.
What? What are you saying?
No, I'm not saying anything. Listen, a grandparent always, always invites time with her grandchild. I've got one. I know. If KJ called me right now and said, "Dad, I need you to keep Brindley tonight if you can. What time are you bringing her?" You call up the grandmothers. No, not necessarily the granddads. Okay, but you call up the grandmothers. Say, "Hey, you really need some time with Shepherd." Then as soon, I'm going to finish this statement, Giddens. As soon as you drop that shepherd off at grandma's house.
You go sleep. Get some food.
No, you forget about food. For one time in your 33 years of living, go home, take NyQuil, take some PM medicine, and go your butt to bed. And don't wake up until grandma calls you and says, "Come get him." Because you know what? If you leave him as long as they want to, you may never go back and get him.
Yeah, what if she calls 5 minutes later and says, "I can't deal with this. You come back."
Call the other grandma.
Just keep rotating.
Man, I got this thing worked out here.
Maybe you, what was that song back in the day? I've heard it before. It's like,
there's only about 3 million of
grandma
them.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer?
My own grandpa.
We didn't need that.
No.
We really
didn't. I was going, "Grandma got run over by a reindeer."
All right, so that's my suggestion. Your suggestion, Bauman?
I don't have a kid. Never had one. I couldn't give a suggestion.
You've got kids. You just don't claim them.
Oh.
That's a different story. That's news to me.
That's a different story right there.
That's news to me.
Hey, I'm telling y'all, man, Bauman, he's a buff, man. He's out there. No, seriously, you got any advice for Giddens?
Just take some NyQuil.
Just... for me or for the baby?
Just you.
Both.
Just let him cry it out.
Both.
This is some excellent parenting advice.
Give him more than you take yourself.
Yeah, good idea. I hope DHR isn't listening.
I hope Celia isn't listening.
This is not actually what's happening.
I hope Celia isn't listening. Seriously. That's what you do, man. You call up the grandparents. They need some shepherd time. Or better yet,
I'm trying to train the cats how to take care of the baby.
Okay, I'll go one step further. You call up grandma and you say, "Hey, why don't you come over one day this weekend and spend the night with us?" And you give that opportunity for them in your own home to stay with little Shep in his room in the nursery, and you leave.
To your bedroom and go to sleep.
No, do it the right way. Spend $100. Go find you a motel room.
Or you just say, "Hey, I'm going out for milk and cigarettes. I'll be right
back."
And
don't come back for about 12 hours.
12 hours?
Where you been, Michael?
I'm telling you, man. I done got this thing figured out.
Just go down to Mama Reese and get stop each buffet.
No, he'd never leave there and get to the motel. Listen, I'm just saying, involve grandma. What are each one of them called or wants to be called when he's old enough to talk?
Grandmama and Gigi.
Grandmama and Gigi. Look, better yet, get both of them involved and do it for 2 days. I've been there, done that. Wore the t-shirt.
And just sleep like Rumpelstiltskin.
Don't worry about food. Don't worry about work. Don't worry about nothing else other than sleeping. It'll do you a world of good.
I just don't want to sleep that much. I want to sleep a proper
You're amount. Yawning right now.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, when KJ went to the grandparents, at least for a day or the weekend, I was like a bear in hibernation, baby. I'm telling you, that's the way to do it. You do it however you want, but if you want to get some real good sleep, you know he's being taken care of. He's being loved. He's going to be done for. Don't worry about food, and I know that's hard for you to understand. I don't comprehend. That's probably impossible for you to
understand. Just do it on a fast. Do it when he's on a fast, don't worry about it.
Start fasting the minute you take him to grandma's. There you go.
And just sleep.
And go by and get you two things. Get you a bottle of NyQuil and a bottle of Wild Turkey, and go to the motel, and you'll never...
I don't think you're supposed to mix those two.
Trust me.
David's experience mixing them.
The NyQuil is to get you to sleep. The Wild Turkey is to make you forget everything you've been through.
I have a son. Who's Shepherd?
So basically, I should give my child to my parents
or
my in-laws, and then go get drugs and alcohol.
Absolutely.
Perfect example you're setting, kids.
No, seriously.
Duly noted.
Listen, I'm really being funny with you on that, but seriously, don't worry about food. Don't worry about bills. Don't worry about work. Don't worry about nothing. As soon as you get him to grandma's, seriously, go take you some medicine and go to bed. And don't get up until they call you and say, come get him.
Now, another question I have is not for me to go to sleep, but what is your suggestion for helping Shepherd go to sleep?
Well, I'll be honest with
you. Baby NyQuil.
Grandparents understand. They've been through it with you. That's the greatest thing about grandparents. Your mother went through it with you when you wouldn't sleep. She knows what to do. She's had twice the experience of you've had.
She said, I just went to sleep.
Listen, she'll get that baby to sleep.
You know I can go to sleep standing up in the shower.
Listen, I've seen you eat in times that are just unimaginable. So I know you can go to sleep standing up. You're just like a horse.
What is eating and sleeping?
For you, it's the only two things that keep you alive.
It keeps everybody alive, doesn't it?
No. He's got to eat, sleep, and you know what?
Yeah. Look, just take my advice and call Granny. Okay? Best call you'll ever make in your life.
Every day.
Not every day. No, I mean, I want to keep Brindley every day, but I'm like, look, I mean, you got to have some discipline in your parenting too to take responsibility for your son. But grandparents know that you need that time. Now, I'm going to tell you, as I'm looking at you yawning about 16,000 times during this 10-minute interview, I'm going to tell you that you're going to do things different. When you drop him off at Granny's house, you're going to make three stops for food before you ever get back to the house. And then you're going to eat for 3 hours and half of your sleeping time is going to be gone.
You ever gone on a food bender before?
Yeah, you go on one every day. I mean, you asked.
And then fasting is detox?
Fasting is stupid for you.
No, it's good for me.
No, I'm telling you now. We should keep up with something starting today, and it being the first of the year. Here's what I want to do.
Second of the year.
If he is honest about everything, okay?
Yeah.
I would like for you to write down the number of calories that he intakes in a day's time.
Your calculator can't count that high.
No, you're right. It probably can't. But I want to calculate the times that he eats five times as much in the first 6 months. The second 6 months of the year, you're just going to eat normal, and not do any fasting and see which one you eat more calories on.
What's the normal amount of food?
For you, times as much as what me and Bauman eat.
Two lunches, two breakfasts, and two dinners?
No, what's a normal amount of, like when you say I got to eat normal?
All right. What is a normal amount of calories for you if you ate right?
In a day.
Just average.
I should probably eat around 2,500 calories a day.
Okay. If you did that for 6 months, what I'm telling you, the other 6 months when you fast, on the days that you fast, you don't eat nothing. On those other days, instead of 2,500, you're eating 25,000. I just
25,000 calories. I would love to see.
Am I not right?
I would love to see somebody eat 25,000 calories.
Am I not right, Bauman? How close would I be?
Well, he usually eats about three lunches, so I can't imagine what he eats at home.
That's right. That's already 7,500 right there, not even counting breakfast.
He can tell us he doesn't
supper.
Eat any breakfasts or only eats one dinner. That's not the truth.
No.
He eats breakfasts and two dinners.
That's already 7,500 with no breakfast or supper.
25,000 calories?
You'd be as big as this office.
You can't comprehend how much that food is.
You couldn't fit through the door.
And we could put Goodyear stamped on his butt.
Or Michelin, the Michelin man.
Did you say Michelin or Michigan?
Yeah, Michelin.
He could be up there with
I could sell my body for ad space. Be bigger than any of the billboards on 280.
Have it your way or this one.
25,000.